Hi, I'm James Schellinglaw, and I'm here with Laura McMillan, who's the Director of Audience Strategy at Coventry City of Culture Trust. Now, why are we talking to Laura? Because it turns out that right now, Coventry in England is a city of culture. It's a designation, and they're starting the celebration. They started it this month, actually last month. We're already in June, and it's going to go on for almost a year. And when and if And you will, let's say you will get your clients back there, you're going to be able to send them to a wonderful place with a lot going on in Coventry. And I have been to Coventry, but, you know, I know about the cathedral and all that and a lot of culture. It's a university city, and it's a wonderful place to visit. But now it's even better because of what's going on. We're going to talk to Laura about all that and more on Insider Travel Report. Now, first of all, Laura, basically, what does it mean to be a city of culture?
So, City of Culture is a competition that is run by the UK government. So, the Department for Digital Culture, Media and Sport runs a competition that cities take part in every 4 years to win the title of City of Culture. So, the first City of Culture was Derry, Londonderry. And the second one was Hull back in 2017. And the one currently, right now, where I am, is Coventry in the heart of the UK. So we had to bid to win back in 2017. And basically what it is it gives a city that is doing quite well, so has a lot of opportunities and a lot to offer the visitor market and our audiences, but maybe doesn't necessarily have all the different tools in its toolkit that it needs to go to the next level to to become a really significant destination and a really significant cultural hotspot. So the City of Culture competition gives you a huge amount of convening power and a huge amount of influence to be able to talk about your city as we are today on an international stage. We wouldn't necessarily be here today with each other, James, was Coventry not UK City of Culture, because we're often a little bit overlooked. But actually, as you very rightly said, it's an incredible city. So the City of Culture title just gives you that little bit of permission to do something kind of extraordinary.
No, and that's great. And so and then you had to be selected based on your entry, right? And so from all the other cities, right?
We did, yes. If I remember right, so I was actually employee number one. So there's over 100 of us now. So I started in October 2015. And I basically worked with a huge amount of stakeholders and partners across the city for the best part of a year. In fact, best part of 2 years, it was 2015 to 2017, to deliver the bid. So we had to jump through all sorts of different hoops. We had to submit an initial bid, a physical document, and a final bid. I also had to present with my colleague Emma to the judges. So I had to stand in Hull and look them right in the eye and convince them that Coventry should win. And they also came on a visit. So we were really lucky and really privileged to be able to host some of the judges for the day in Coventry. But it's an incredibly competitive process. So. Right. The cities that bid against us were absolutely amazing. So there were Swansea, Paisley, Sunderland, Stoke-on-Trent were the last few. So we had to kind of fight it out to the end in a very amicable but competitive environment to be able to take home this prestigious title.
Well, now you were selected and you started. And what remind me, I mentioned it a brief time, but what were the dates? You think you started, you officially started your celebrations as of May 15th, I believe?
We did, yes. We obviously had to delay our start. So we were originally intending, as you would imagine, to run from January to December. But due to the current situation that we all found ourselves, we made a decision last year to open on the 15th of May, but we'll still run for 12 months. Mm-hmm. So there is still a huge amount of opportunity, everything crossed, to be able to welcome American visitors over to the UK and specifically to Coventry. We're hoping towards the end of this year, but definitely into the beginning of next year.
Well, certainly we know there's currently, the U.S. is currently of the traffic light system. I think we are amber, meaning we're almost there, but not quite. But they keep reviewing that. So hopefully, and of course, if you want to go quarantine, then we can go quarantine in Coventry for 14 days, right? So why not?
We'd love to have you.
So it will be possible in the next year, obviously. We all hope that it's going to happen this summer, probably. We are almost in the summer. So tell us a little bit about some of the programs that Coventry has developed to kind of illustrate culture and what kind of events will the city host?
So we've got a huge amount of programme as part of City of Culture. So we've actually just announced our third set. So I think we must be nearing 50 events already that are just taking place this year. Mm-hmm. So the majority of events we've announced so far are taking place between now and October. And then we'll do another announcement later in the year, which will take us through the winter and into spring, summer next year. But to give you a bit of an idea of the kind of things that we're hosting, we, on the 1st of July, I'm really excited, we're opening Assembly Festival Garden. So Assembly Festival Garden will have three venues. It'll have a 1,000-seater Spiegel tent. It'll have a 450-seater smaller tent called Piccolo. And it'll have a treehouse that'll overlook the entire garden. And it's going to be an incredible place in the city centre to be able to hang out, have some great food, visit the bar and see some incredible shows. So we've just announced two very, very exciting shows, one called Circolumbia, which, as you would expect, is a circus show, and the company comes to us from Bogota. And the other show we've announced today is called Choir of Man, which I'm told is better than any pub experience. Oh, you've heard of it, but any pub experience you could ever have.
Actually, is, I think it's, believe it, it's Norwegian Cruise Line here.
That's the one, yeah.
That's the one. It's a wonderful show. It is an absolutely wonderful show. And
It's coming to Coventry for 12 weeks.
Yeah, that's amazing, and it is a wonderful show. It's definitely it's appropriate to be in England, you know, because it is a show. It actually reminds me a bit of the musical Once, if you know that one.
I've seen Once. Absolutely loved it.
And it really is a beautiful show. But I'm glad you have that. It's certainly a great appeal. And for those of us who haven't seen it, because not everybody has. But so that's another one. So you have the circus. Yeah. You have Fireman.
We've also got one of the reasons that Coventry won is because we're an incredible diverse city. So we pretty much have everybody from everywhere in Coventry. So quite a lot of our program is focused on uncovering the different stories and heritages of the people that live in the city. Mm-hmm. So we've got a whole program of events called Love Coventry, which is funded by the National Lottery Community Fund, which is co-curated with our communities. So if we've got some of the travellers out there that are really keen to get to grips with the people of Coventry and get to know us a bit more in the UK, there'll be a whole host of programme later on this year and into next year they'll be able to experience. Another big strand of work that we have, which is funded by the National Lottery Heritage Fund, is our Green Futures programme. Okay. So Coventry has been at the forefront of conversations around sustainability and the environment for decades. And we're working over the course of the next kind of year to look at how we can be bringing people further, bringing people more closely to be, I'm going to start that again. So looking to bring people more closely to connect with the natural environment and the heritage of the city and our green spaces. Because a lot of people know us as a modernist, brutalist, concrete city, but we're really green. We're a massively green city. If you wander around, you'd be so surprised at all the amazing pockets of green spaces. So we want to uncover a few of those. And the last one I'll tell you about is Turner Prize. So I'm sure you'll have heard of one of the world's biggest art prizes. And we're going to be hosting at the Herbert Art Gallery and Museum from October to January. Okay. So it's going to run alongside Coventry Biennial, which is a huge festival of arts that's curated by local artists with some, again, nationally and internationally renowned artists. So if you're into visual art, Coventry between the 1st of October and January is absolutely the place to be.
No, it sounds like a lot going on. Are there any other programs in particular you think Americans might be interested in?
I think in general, the Assembly Festival Garden will be a hugely popular one with our visitors. And I also think there's a reason I picked out those ones. I think Turner Prize will be really interesting for you. But there's also going to be a lot more program because really we're looking at the end of this year, beginning of next year with a lot of program that isn't announced yet. So we're looking in the first kind of few weeks. We're calling it a summer of surprises. That's really about kind of Coventry and the region and celebrating our local residents. And then as we get into the end of this year and beginning of next year, we're going to be having a really internationally significant program of events. So were we to be having this conversation in 2-3 months, I'm sure I could reel off a whole host of other events that will take place January, February. But we're keeping them closely under our hat at the moment. But well, that shouldn't stop people booking because there's something every day.
No. And we did talk, I mean, I think we mentioned when we talked before that you were still working on some packages and things like that that maybe Americans can take advantage of. So stay tuned for that kind of thing in terms of how to go and stay and experience these things for a significant amount of time, correct? So
yeah, absolutely. We've got a new hotel just opened about 4 weeks ago now, the Coventry Evening Telegraph Hotel, which is a kind of Mad Men boutique style hotel in the city centre. It's absolutely extraordinary. It's an old newspaper warehouse, kind of printed, has huge printing press and art deck. It's fantastic. I absolutely love it. So that's just opened. And also I think the main thing to get across is that how well connected the city is. So for those of you that might not know, Coventry is right in the centre of the UK. We are about 56 minutes from London by train. So super quick to get here. And Birmingham Airport is, I believe, 18 minutes away on the train from Coventry. Even less if you were to kind of hop in a taxi and come straight to the outskirts. So it's really, really well connected. We're on all the motorway networks. So basically, if there's a way you would like to move around the UK, we are going to be on it. We're even on the canal network.
There you go. Well, it's easy to get there. And
it's so easy to get here.
You mentioned the hotel, and that sounds like a fascinating hotel. But do you expect that hotels are going to be pretty jammed this coming year because of this? Or should we like book ahead and make sure we have some rooms?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a whole host of other hotels in the city. So we've got the Ramada, we've got, as you would expect, Premier Inn and Holiday Inn. So we do have various accommodation opportunities. We also have Coombe Abbey, which actually I think could be very popular with our American visitors. It's a stately home, which is about 15-minute drive from the city centre in acres and acres of green. It's just absolutely beautiful, but really close to the city centre. And they do a fantastic English afternoon tea, and you cannot come to the UK without having a scone with cream and jam. It's just not an option. Well, and the Coventry God cake.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we Americans, we like our stately British homes, you know, to stay in, especially because we watch too much television where we see these stately homes. So,
They're here. We have them in Coventry.
There you go. Now, talk a little bit about some of the other main attractions of the city for those who might not be familiar with it.
So I think probably one of the most significant attractions that we have is the cathedral, which you very rightly mentioned. So we have the cathedral ruins and then the incredible new cathedral, which is it's an internationally significant destination, and you can come and visit it for free. So it's absolutely amazing. But we also have a whole heap of other things that are kind of a little bit more under the radar. So we have a place very close to my heart called Fargo Creative Village, which is about a 10-minute walk outside of the city centre and is a hub for local makers, independent business. We have microbreweries, we have street food, and it's just a really cool, colourful, vibrant place to hang out with artists. We also have the Belgrave Theatre, which is in our city centre, and Warwick Arts Centre, which have their own programme, City of Culture, that are absolutely should be part of anybody's itinerary. And then we also have some of our smaller arts organisations as well. So we have, actually, we have the UK's first shopfront theatre, and I'll get the place wrong, but it is inspired. Julia and Chris, who run it, took a trip to America and came across a shopfront theatre. I want to say Texas, but I'm not 100% sure. And they came back and they built one in the UK. I think it can't be far off, a decade ago. So there's a little bit of America. And so the other thing that I should have mentioned, really, and it's slightly different, is we've got a cultural partnership with Detroit. So if you know the city, you might know about our kind of manufacturing heritage.
Yeah, you were a big automaker, is like Detroit.
Yeah, huge. Jaguar Land Rover, Peugeot, the invention of the jet engine. So there's tons of tech that was invented in Coventry. But we're actually working on a program called Youthful Cities with the British Council, where we're working with young people in Detroit and Coventry to create a program which will come to fruition towards the end of this year.
No, that's great, because it's I know that the heritage of Coventry with the automakers and all those old British car brands that unfortunately we don't see so much anymore, because it seems like there's only several world brands now that everybody drives. But I love those old British cars. Now, let's talk a little bit about the city. Was a medieval city. We talked about the cathedral. It was a beautiful cathedral. Unfortunately, it was destroyed during World War II by bombing. And then you rebuilt it. And so that's kind of, as you said, one of the main attractions. So there's a lot of stuff you can do on a history basis. Obviously, all this layered on all the cultural attractions and events you're going to be holding. But what would you tell American travel advisors, who are our audience, to tell their clients about Coventry and really its new status as City of Culture? How should they be selling travel to Coventry this year once Britain opens up, which should be very shortly, I think?
Yep, so I would sell Coventry as the number one UK visit destination in 2021. There's a City of Culture once every 4 years, and it is a 365-day celebration of arts, music, theatre, dance. It is absolutely now the right time to come. And if you've got visitors who are interested in architecture, from medieval to modernist, then just wandering around the city is an absolute feast for the senses. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the attractions that we have got specific City of Culture programs. And you mentioned that your love of cars. We also have an internationally significant transport museum in the city centre.
Oh, I love those transport museums, I got to tell you.
We've got an extraordinary one. It had a multi-million pound refurb just before City of Culture started. So it absolutely should be on your to-do list. The other really nice thing about Coventry is it's super walkable. So a lot of the city centre is pedestrianised, and it's not a huge city. It feels like a big city, but it's actually quite small. Right. So you can do a lot of stuff in a short period of time. And the other thing I think is just selling Coventry in the wider region. So we are about 20 minutes from Stratford-upon-Avon, and there's this guy from Stratford-upon-Avon, William Shakespeare. You might have heard from him in the past.
Yeah, it's a minor playwright.
Might ring a bell. So he's really close. He's only 20 minutes down the road.
Right.
We've also got Warwick Castle, which is, I used to work there.
Castle. I've been there many times, and you're close, obviously, to the Cotswolds, so it's really there.
Exactly. And we're also less than half an hour from Birmingham. So you can come and you can have your base in Coventry as City of Culture, but then you can explore all of these other amazing places across the regions. Because really, my big love is the Midlands. So I absolutely love Coventry, but I also love the Midlands. I love to talk about the wider cities that we have around us. Because whether you want to go to a kind of metropolis like Birmingham or Coventry, or you want to go 7 minutes down the road and you find yourself in the beautiful English countryside having an afternoon tea, you don't really get that anywhere else bar the Midlands. And the people are great. The people are amazing. And if you're lucky, you're running to one of our city hosts, of which we have thousands dressed in bright blue across the city that are desperate to say hello and welcome visitors and share why they think, never mind why I think, why they think people should come and visit Coventry, because really they're the voices that we'd all love to hear.
Well, it sounds like it's a wonderful place to visit anyway, and now you have your City of Culture, so it's even doubly so, and very, as you said, easy to access from London or anywhere else, and centrally located to all these other attractions that people want to go see. Now, where can travel advisors go to get more information about Coventry and about the City of Culture celebrations, and where can they actually find some tickets for some of these events?
Yep, so tickets are on sale now. So we have a website, which is www.coventry2021.co.uk. We have Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and we are at Coventry2021. And we've also, hot off the press, just launched an app. So you can, I'm assuming you can download UK apps from America.
I think they let us do that. Maybe they, hopefully.
Good. Well, maybe you should be the first to try, James.
We have
a City of Culture app.
What is it called? What is the name of it?
Coventry 2021.
That's Coventry 2021. Okay. Yeah, I'll look for this right now and see if I can find it. But that will give you access to both the event schedule and also a way to get tickets, correct?
It does, yeah.
Well, listen, Laura, I want to thank you. I'm eager to visit it now. I mean, I was before, and we're chomping at the bit to get back to England. It looks like it's going to come this summer. But certainly when I get back there, I have to make a special trip to Coventry for this year. And certainly by next May, I think I probably will have gotten there. So we'll see what happens.
I'd hope so. We'd love to welcome you.
Well, thank you so much, Laura. And again, Coventry, City of Culture, right now, it's already started and it will be until May 2022. Make sure you get your clients ready to get over there. I know there are a lot of Americans who are really looking forward to getting back to England, Scotland, Wales, Ireland, and make a special stop this year in Coventry. Again, thank you again, Laura, and we look forward to seeing you in Coventry. I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.